We're going to be starting after we do the opening prayer on verse 148. Is that right for everybody? 148.
Ooh.
What?
147, I think.
Oh, we didn't do that?
Mm.
Okay, we'll do 147. 147. I thought I did it.
We did it. Well, we can do it again.
Okay. No.
No, we did do it. We did do it. So this will be 148.
Do we need more sheets? Are we on page 30?
Would this
be
30? Well, you know,
I think I passed out all of the sheets for everybody. What sheet is 148?
34.
Does everybody have sheet 34?
No.
No? I thought I just passed all those out. No, I mean just now.
We did the Vishnu.
I got 15 and 16, but page not 34.
For Vishnu, this is for
Vedanta Sara.
Oh, Vedanta Sara. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, let me just check here.
You know.
Yeah.
I have a page 32 that's the same as your page 33.
Yeah, I've got both of them. They're the same.
Whoa.
But neither of them has 148 forward.
Hang on a second. Let me just check.
Yeah, you need to check.
Yeah, 33 goes up to 147.
That's just 32.
Yeah, check your 32, 33 page number.
Well, the page numbering is automatic, so on here it's okay.
34 is fine.
You have 34?
Yeah. I just got it today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What you need is page 34.
Well, that depends on.
And 35. You need the page that starts at the top, the meaning of that thou art.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. How many need that one?
Penny, do you have the right page?
I do have the right page. I'm just sitting here puzzling why I have one mark 32 and one mark 33 for the very same page.
Well, you know, maybe I did some adjusting at some point.
That's good.
So,
okay.
Two of us need it. You got it.
Yeah, I got all this.
So I need 34, right?
Yes.
Hmm.
One second, I'll get it maybe. No. Maybe an only thing. I could be.
Actually, I think I need 34 to 35. Here we go.
Does anybody need a 33?
Okay,
you might already have it. It might be your 32.
You need the page that starts with the meaning in English, the meaning of thou art thou.
Yes.
That's what you need.
33.
You're welcome.
But that's not where we're starting.
That's where we're starting.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. That's 34. Yeah, I know, but I'm doing 34 and 35. I'm turning out.
Does anybody else need a
34? Well, let's get started.
Yes, I have it. Thank you.
Edward has everything, so we can get started.
Does anybody else need a 34? No, everybody's got a 34? Okay, good. I think this is our karma. We've never gotten over this all these years. It's always been this way. We've never been successful.
Maybe one day we'll have it streamed electronically to us.
Yeah.
No paper.
Into our brain.
Yeah. Into your brain, yeah.
Little chip.
Yeah.
Chip. I would take that.
Let's do our opening prayer. Om akandam sachidanandam avang manasagocharam atmanam akiladharam ashraye bhishta siddhye Artitopyadvayanandanati tadvaitapanatah Guru Narajya Vedanta Saram Vakshaya Thamati. Okay. After having in the previous section spent time on the Mahavakya Tattvamasi, looking at it from the Samashti Upadi, right, the Vacharta and the Laksharta, the Samashti Upadi is the Ishwar Upadi, means the total. Samashti is total, the whole, all of the. Sometimes I'll say the total aggregate, all of the aggregates put together is the Samashti, so the whole. So the Samashti Upadi is Ishwara. When we're looking at an Ishwara in the Mahavakya Tattvamasi is the Tetpada, the word Tet. So when we're analyzing the Mahavakya, which is what we're going to be doing now, we have to be looking at the Vacharta, the immediate meaning of the word Tet, which would be the Samashti Upadi. Okay, the total upadi. It's the meaning of the word tat. It would be Brahman plus the Maya upadi, Virat, Hiranyagarbha, you know, Brahman plus Maya, Ishwara. That's the Samashti upadi. To the Vacharta is the immediate meaning of Ishwara. It means the one who's omniscient, omnipotent. The Laksharta is the implied meaning, artha meaning Laksha, the implied meaning of the word tat, which is Brahman, right? The Satchitananda, the truth, the Satyam of the Mithya. So the implied meaning of the Tatpada is Brahman. The Vacharta, the immediate meaning of the word, is the one who's omniscient, omnipotent, the Ishwara seen from the standpoint of the Samashti Upadi, the Maya Upadi. Okay? Now, for the Tvampada, we also went through the Vacharta of the Tvampada is the Jiva, right? Body, mind, sense organs, the karana, the karya karana sanghata. When we say karya karana sanghata, it means the cause and effect. The sukshma sharira is the cause. The ones who are storing all of the prarabdha karma is the cause for the taking of the physical body with the ajnanam. Ajnanam is the cause for the sukshma sharira. The sukshma sharira will manifest in terms of the physical body. So when we say karya karana sanghata, all of the elements that go into the jiva upadi. The jiva upadi is vyashti. Vyashti. Vyashti means the individual aggregate. So the vyashti upadi is the individual upadi. These terms, samashti upadi, vyashti upadi, come all of the time. Right? Samashti, the total aggregate. Vyashti upadi, the vyashti is the individual. So jiva is vyashti. So after doing the samashti upadi, looking at the tatpada from the vacharta and the laksharta, now we're looking at the tvampada, the word tvam, which means you, from the vacharta, the immediate meaning of the word tvam, which is the jiva upadi, the vyashti upadi, and the Laksharta, the implied meaning of the word Tvam, which is Brahman, the Atma. Okay, so that's what we've done up till now. And now we're going to do an analysis of the Mahavakya. And we can't really do an analysis of the Mahavakya, Tattvamasi, until we understand this Vyashti and Samashti, the Vacharta and the Laksharta.
This is just a vocabulary question that I should know, but I don't. Vacha. Vacha, does that word mean immediate in other contexts?
Yes. The vacha is the immediate meaning. What they mean by immediate meaning is what immediately comes to mind, right? Like, for instance, if I say the word red, what comes to mind is red, right? The color red. But I can be meaning something like the example they use is, oh, look at that red running. And then red, there's a bunch of horses running. One of them is red. Look at the red. Look at the red running. You know, we don't mean red is running. Mm-hmm. We mean red, the red horse is running. That would be the implied meaning. When the vacharta, the immediate meaning that comes to mind of the word, doesn't make any sense, then the mind will automatically go to the implied meaning. You don't really think of it. Like if I say... look at all the umbrellas walking. Umbrellas don't walk, right? So when you look down, you see all these people. There's so many, they all have umbrellas. What I'm really saying is the people with the umbrellas are walking. You're not going to say, what? Umbrellas don't walk. You immediately, if the Vatcharta doesn't make sense, your mind will go to the Laksharta.
No.
These are stock examples I'm giving you. Like if I say, oh, you know, I live right in the Ganga. I have a beautiful hut right in the Ganga. You don't think, oh my gosh, does she have a boat? You know? Immediately your mind will provide the banks of the Ganga. So you're so used to going from the Vatcharta to the Laksharta that you don't really have to think about it. You know, we do this all the time. So now when we say Tattvamasi, there's a problem because you don't have knowledge. If you don't have knowledge, when the Twampada means you, the Jiva, that's the Vatcharta. The Tattpada means Ishwara. The Jiva is Ishwara. Tat Tvam Asi. That's all. In Vatcharta, that doesn't work. You're not the Jiva. You're not Ishwara. So then your mind is going to go, what? You know, I'm not Ishwara. How could that be? So the thing is, since you don't know, assuming that you don't, since you don't know, Swamiji will kind of joke, you can be like, forget this guy's name in the...
Krishnamurti? Devata?
No, the one that Swamiji makes fun of in Vedanta Sara, the introduction to Max Müller. You can be like Max Müller, kind of a German philosopher, who says, oh, they're just prattling. Vedas, they're just infantile prattling. Of course you're not Ishwara. So if you don't have Shraddha, you read some of these Vatchartas, the Vatcharta makes no sense. So it's just infantile prattling. What are they talking about?
You throw it away.
Yeah, and you just toss it. If you have Shraddha, then you'll say, Tattvamasi, how could that be possible? You know? Even in the Vakyavritti text that we've done before, it's a whole analysis on the Tattvamasi. And the student says to the teacher, how can I even understand that unless I understand really what Tvam is and really what the Asi is and really what the Tat is? I can't even understand the thing you're saying until you talk about that. And so the teacher is pleased. That's true, you know. And so now what he's done is set us up to understand that there is a Vatcharta meaning for the Tat in the Tvam. There's a Laksharta meaning for the Tat in the Tvam. And when we do an analysis of the Mahavakya, and there are other Mahavakyas, this is just a very common one, Tat Tvamasi. Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahman. Same problem. How can I be Brahman? Like that.
Is Vachi from Vak?
Yeah, it probably is from, it's from Vach. But Vak is from Vacha. But Vacha, you know, that so which is,
spoken.
Yeah, that which is, well, you have to just, you know, that which is stated, that which is to be said. And the Vacharta should match the object of experience, you know. The Laksharta takes it a step further because the Vacharta doesn't work.
So Vach really means statement?
Vach means speech. Yeah. And then Vacha, yeah, it means that which is stated, that which is said.
And what about Lakshya?
Lakshya, that which is implied.
Oh, in other contexts?
Lakshya, Lakshana.
Right, in other contexts as well?
Yes, but okay. But there are different meanings, like the word Lakshana, it can mean the implied meaning, but Lakshana also has a different meaning which is related, and that is a definition which only applies to that given object.
Yeah.
You know,
we're coming up on that.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. So the Lakshana is a definition that can't apply to something else. You know, like if you say the red pot, well, there are so many different things that could be red, right? And so red would not be a Lakshana for a pot because many things can be red. So to come up to a Lakshana, it has to be set a definition that can't
be found
elsewhere. Mm-hmm. So the Satchitananda is a lakshana for Brahman, mm-hmm. because there is nothing else that it can be applied to.
Oh.
You see? Okay. We'll be getting into all of this. So this is all, it's good, it's all, I'm repeating, you know, this vocabulary again and again, I want it really to become just yours. That's why I say it over and over. Okay. So repeat after me for verse 148. Let's see if we've got anybody on here still. Hi, John, again. So verse 148,
Atta.
Mahabhakyartho. Well, I'm going to break this into Mahabhakyartha.
Varmyate.
Idam. Tattvamasi. Vakyam. Sambandha. Trayena. Akandartha bodhakam. Bhavati. So now I'll break the compounds too. So you don't have to repeat. Atta, and then Mahavakya Artha. So Atta Mahavakya. So that would be from Mahan, Maha, and then Vakya. Mahavakya Artha. Mahavakya Artha. Varnyate. Idam Tat Twam Asi Vakyam. Okay. Sambandha Trayena Akanda Artha Bodhakam Bhavati. Bodhakam. What did I say?
Bodhakam.
Oh, yeah, okay. Bodha. Okay. Bodhakam. Okay? Okay. Okay, now. Atta now. Mahavakya Artha. Artha means here, Artha has so many meanings. One of the meanings of Artha is meaning.
Mm.
Meaning. So the artha, the meaning of the Mahavakya, Varanyate, is being described. Okay. So now, the meaning of the Mahavakya, Mahavakya, artha, Varanyate, you know, we don't have a real way to... We just keep Mahavakya as Mahavakya. Otherwise it means great statement. And that's...
Great sentence.
Great sentence, yeah. Mahavakya Artha. So just keep Mahavakya. The whole, what we call the Tatparya. Tatparya means the essential, the essence of what a subject matter, a sentence, a section, a chapter. The Tatparya is what is the essence of what is being said. What is it essentially being said here? That's the Tatparya. And so here, The Mahavakya is the Tatparya of the whole Vedanta, of the Upanishad. That is that identity between Tat Tvamasi, you are that. Aham Brahmasmi, that's the Tatparya of the whole Vedanta. Okay? So, Atta, Mahavakyartha, Varnyate, Idam, this, Tat Tvam Asi Vakyam. This statement, tat tvam asi, tat that, tvam you, asi are. So idam, this vakya, this tat tvam asi vakya, this tat tvam asi statement, sambandha trayena, in traya means a group of three. Sambandha is a relationship or a connection. So there are three connections, three relations, three ways of looking at this tattvamasi, okay, which we're going to go through. So now it says, so sambandha trayena, in this threefold way, this threefold relations, akanda artha bodhakam bhavati. This vakya, tattvamasi vakya, bhavati, is a bodhaka, that which gives knowledge. Bodhika, it gives knowledge of the akanda artha. Akanda means non-dual, not separate, right?
We say undivided?
he says conveying identity. See, akunda means not separate, not dual, not split. So if I say tat tvam asi, this vakya is a bodhika, it reveals, gives knowledge of the akandarta, the non-separate meaning between the two, right? In terms of the sambandha. Sambandha means connection, so let me just explain that in a minute. If I say that thou art, you are that, there is a sambandha between the tvam and the tat. There's a relationship. What is the relationship between the tat and the tvam? We can look at that sambandha, that relationship, in a threefold way. There are three different sambandhas there between tat and tvam, which reveal the non-dual nature of the two. Akunda arta. Akunda means not separate. He says identity. That's the idea. Because when you say tat tvam asi, you are that, right? So when I say you are that, means you equal that, right? So that's an akandarta. There's no separation between the tvam and the tat. It's akunda, undivided. So you are that. So there are traya, a group of three sambandhas, ways of looking at that identity. Three relationships, which we're going to look at. Everybody kind of get it? We're going to develop that now. So sambandha trayena akandarta bodhika. So it reveals the non-dual nature, the akandarta, between the tat and tvam, in three different ways, by three different means of relationship. Sambandha tray, by threefold relationship, three different relationships. Okay? Everybody see it?
Mm-hmm.
Now we have to see what those three are to really make sense of this. Repeat after me for 149.
Next verse. Mm-hmm. 149.
Yeah. Sambandha-trayam.
Nama. Padayoho.
Saman-adhikaranyam.
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 Samana adhikaranya. Padartayoho.
Padartayoho.
Visheshana.
Visheshana.
Visheshabhavaha.
Visheshabhavaha.
Pratyak atma lakshanayoho.
Pratyak atma lakshanayoho.
Lakshya lakshanabhavaha.
Lakshya lakshanabhavaha.
Cha iti.
Cha iti.
Okay, so I'm going to break this. Repeat after me again. Sambandha trayam.
Sambandha trayam.
Two words, right? Sambandha trayam.
Sambandha trayam.
Nama.
Nama.
Padayoho.
Padayoho.
Samana.
Samana.
Adhikaranyam.
Adhikaranyam.
Padartayoho.
Padartayoho.
So pada arta. Padartha. Padartayoho.
Padartayoho.
Visheshana.
Visheshana.
Visheshya.
Visheshya.
Bhavaha.
Bhavaha.
Pratyag.
Pratyag.
Atma.
Atma.
Lakshanayoho.
Lakshanayoho.
Lakshya.
Lakshya.
Lakshana.
Lakshana.
Bhavaha.
Bhavaha.
Cha.
Cha.
Iti. Okay? Just so you're learning the sandhi, right? That's what I want, so you're learning the sandhi. So, sambandha traya, this group of three relationships, sambandha traya, trayam, the group of three sambandhas, nama. What we call, namas indeclinable. And so, nama, what is the nama, what do we name? So the sambandha traya nama, what we call this group of three, what are they? What is it that's called the sambandha trayam? The first one, samana adhikaranyam. Okay. Samana adhikaranyam means that, so padartayoho. Between, so you see where it says padayoho?
Mm.
Between the two words, padayoho. So that's in the genitive dual. When you have a genitive dual like that with a nominative, You usually say between. Okay, padillo. So between the two padas, because it's in padas, because it's in the genitive dual. Samana adhikaranyam. This is the first sambandha where the two words have the adhikaranya means the locus. They have the same locus. So that's the relationship. If I have the word tat and tvam, the word tat is going to the same thing, labeling the same thing as the word tvam is naming. So that's the samana adhikaranyam. The two words are labeling the same object. They'll give examples of this later, right? If I say, just to give you, just so you can hold it in your mind, we'll get into it later. If I said, soyam devadattaha, that devadatta, that person named devadatta 20 years ago, that boy from 20 years ago that you knew that was named devadatta, is this man who's right here now. That devadatta is this devadatta. That devadatta is pointing to the same thing, the same location, the same locus as this devadatta. Mm. So this is one way, when we say the tattvamasi, by saman adhikaranyam, both words are pointing to defining the same object. Mm. Okay? So samana means same, adhikaranyam means locus. They have the same locus. So here we have two words, tattvam, and we have the asi, identity. You are that. So the word you is referring to the same thing as the word tut is referring to. So that's going to take some unfoldment, right? But that is the relationship between these two words. They're both referring to Brahman, the Atma, which is Brahman. Okay? So padayoho, between these two words, between these two padas, there is the same locus. Okay?
And I'm sorry, what was Samana?
Same,
okay.
Yeah. He says substratum. Substratum is, okay, adhikaranyam usually means it's the location, the locative case, adhikarana, the locative case, you know.
Mm-hmm. That which, locative case?
No. I'm just saying that adhikaranyam, in the seventh case, that's the location. So here, the adhikaranya, it has the same location. The two words are landing on the same thing. That's the idea. Whether you say substratum or locus, Swamiji usually uses the word locus. Okay. So that's the first one. Let's look at the next one. Padartha yoho visheshana vishesha bhavaha. Another thing is this adhikaranyam. This is an abstract. The state of having the same locus for the two words, between the two words. That adhikaranyam is like adhikaranata or adhikaranatvam. So you have this yakara that makes an abstract, ta or tvam. These are three ways of making an abstract. If you look at this one, vidarthayoho, visheshana, vishesha bhavaha. When you have bhavaha, that also is this tvam, ta, or the yakara, the state of being, okay? So the state of having a visheshana. Visheshana is an adjective. Vishesha is the thing that takes the adjective, right? So the substantive. So you, in language, you have such a thing as adjectives, and the adjectives are related to the nouns, right? The noun is the substantive, the thing that is taking on the adjective. The adjective is the visheshana. The vishesha is the thing that has the visheshana. Okay. You understand? Mm-hmm. So adjective, substantive relationship, or adjective noun. So between the padarthas, the two, the meaning of the two words, there is an adjective, adjectival, visheshana, and adjectival and visheshana, and vishesha, substantive relationship. That's the second one that we're going to look at.
So the first one said padayoho between the two words, and this one says padarthayoho. So this is between the meanings of the two words?
Yeah, between the meanings of the two words.
So one is an adjective to the other, and the other is an adjective to the other.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll go and get some examples of it. It's not as obvious as the other one. The third one Pratyek Atma Lakshana Yoho. Pratyek Atma Lakshana Yoho. Lakshya Lakshana Bhavaha Cha Iti. This is the third one. The state of being a Lakshya and Lakshana. Lakshana is that which implies, and Lakshya is the thing that is implied. The Lakshana is the implied meaning, the Lakshana is the implied meaning, the Lakshya is the thing that is being implied. So here, Pratyek Atma, the innermost self, Lakshana Yoho, okay? Being a Lakshana, being Lakshanas, the Tattvamasi, are Lakshanas for the Pratyek Atma, right? So there's a Lakshya Lakshana Bhavaha Cha Iti. So from the standpoint, see, when we do the Lakshana the Lakshya Lakshana Bhava, that state of implied meaning to the object of what is being implied, they're both going to end up, the Tat and the Tvam are going to end up at the implied meaning, which is the Pratyek Atma, which is Brahman. So if you see here, it says Pratyek Atma Lakshana Yoho, as implying, both of these padas are lakshanas, pointing to the Pratyek Atma. The Tat Tvamasi, the Tat Pada and the Tvam Pada, are lakshanas for the Pratyek Atma. So when that's the case, that's called Lakshya Lakshana Bhavaha Iti. So we've got three that we now have to spend. We're going to be spending some time on each one of them.
I'm sorry, so the Lakshya was that which the implied meaning refers to.
No, say Lakshana, yeah. Lakshana, take it like this. The Lakshana is what the Lakshana is the what the Tat Pada is implying. Like here, if I use Tat and Tvam as Lakshanas, they're both pointing to an implied meaning, Lakshya.
Okay.
Where the Tat Tvam, if we take it as the Vacharta, they're just pointing to the actual thing itself. But if they're Lakshanas, those Tat and Tvam are pointing to the implied meaning. They're Lakshanas for the implied meaning, which would be Pratyek Atma.
So the Lakshana is an implication, is the implication.
It's the thing that implies.
But the Lakshya is the thing that is being implied.
Yes.
Okay, that's
yeah, that's right.
So there's nothing infantile about this.
No, of course not. Pratyek Atma, so everybody see this Pratyek Atma Lakshana Yoho?
Mm-hmm.
That dual, genitive dual, is applying to the Tat and the Tvam. Right, so for the Tat and Tvam, as terms of Lakshana, they're pointing to the Pratyek Atma equally, right? So that Lakshya, the implied meaning, and Lakshana, the thing which refers to the implied meaning, the thing which is we're taking the implied meaning of, like the implied meaning of Tat, the Lakshana for Tat is the Lakshya, which would be Pratyek Atma. The Lakshana for Tvam, right? The implied meaning of Tvam is the Lakshya, which would be Pratyek Atma. Pratyek Atma is Brahman.
So for Tattvamasi, all these three relationships hold?
Yes, all three relationships hold if we unfold them in a particular way.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll do this one little verse here, and then we'll be going through each one of them, really giving examples of how each one works. But for now, I just want in your mind that there are these three three ways of unfolding this relationship between Tattvamasi, okay, called the sambandha, three sambandhas, the group of three sambandhas that we're going to be looking at. The first sambandha is the samana adhikaranyam between the two. The second sambandha is the visheshana vishesha. The third sambandha is the lakshya lakshana. So these words have to become your words. Swamiji's throwing these words around all of the time, as though just like English words, he uses them. They become this whole thing. These are very important words in the whole analysis of the Mahavakya, so we have to really get familiar with them.
Does he use the Sanskrit to get the more exact meaning, the more mm-hmm. precise meaning? Is that why he doesn't switch to English totally?
The whole thing is, when you're at a three-year course, is to leave the English behind and let these terms become as real to you as English terms. Because we don't have these concepts in English in the same way.
Yeah.
So he will leave he'll leave the English behind as you go through the course.
Because it doesn't hold as well as the Sanskrit
Well, there's that, and also you want access to the Upanishads and to Shankara's commentary, you know. And for us, I'll tell you why I think it's so important for us is you may or may not take up learning Sanskrit, but you'll still want to be listening to Swamiji's tapes. Like, what if you want to do the whole course on tape?
Is that possible?
Mm-hmm. It is. It is possible.
A three-year course on tape?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, they don't give you a CD of the whole, you know. But every single class that Swamiji does in the three-year course is on tape.
Well, that would take another 3 years.
Yeah, it'd take a long time. I'll tell you why it would take a long time is because Swamiji teaches at least three classes a day. So, I mean, it's, you know. But technically, you could start out with Tetra Bodha and then move the Katha Upanishad, and you don't have to take all of them. But what I'm saying is that his use of Sanskrit becomes more and more and more. Like, I'm teaching the Mandukya Upanishad now on Sunday nights. To study, I do the Shankara's Bhasha, but I also read Swamiji's, that John Warren did, transcription of the Mandukya Upanishad that Swamiji taught as one of the very last texts in the three-year course. That Mandukya Upanishad transcription is full of untranslated Sanskrit. John did a great job. He very painstakingly put in all the Sanskrit Swamiji used. Most of it's not translated. So if you were to read that, it wouldn't make any sense to you.
Yeah.
Unless we develop the vocabulary. So that's what. Anyway.
Yeah.
Repeat after me here. Verse 150. It's only taken a minute. Ted Uptam.
Ted Uptam.
Saman Adhikaranyam.
Saman Adhikaranyam.
Cha. Visheshana Visheshata.
Visheshana Visheshata.
Laksha Lakshana Sambandha. Padartha Pratyagatmanam. This is a verse from Naishkarma Siddhi, which is a famous text. Tad Uktam, that is said. Tad Uktam, what? So this is, he's just taking a verse out of the Naishkarma Siddhi. Samana Dikaranyam. This enjoying the same locus, which we just went through, samana dikaranyam cha, and then visheshana visheshata, being an adjectival relationship between the visheshana, the adjective, and the thing that is receiving the adjective, vishesha visheshanata, and laksha lakshana sambandha, right? So these three. The implied meaning and the thing which is being implied. Lakshya, lakshana sambandha. Padartha, pratyagatmanam. For the pratyagatma, all of them are for the pratyagatma as the meaning of the padartha. See, he says here, compare, the relations are the relationship between two words having the same substratum, the same locus, okay? That between two words qualifying each other, that's the visheshana, vishesha, okay? So as to signify a common object, as we'll see. And the relationship between two words and an identical thing implied by them. Here, the pratyagatma, okay? So the lakshya, lakshana, sambandha, which are the padartha, the relationship between the padartha, the object itself, is the pratyagatma. For each one of these, that's why they're plural.
What's the verb in that sense?
There isn't one.
Asti.
So he just says that these three terms that we're using here,
yeah,
all implying the pratyagatma is the padartha, the thing itself is the pratyagatma. The pada is word, padartha is the meaning of the word. So this is a padartha, the word is lamp, the padartha is the lamp itself. Okay. So here the pratyagatma is the padartha for all of these. Okay. The thing which is being revealed, the thing that is being revealed by the lakshya lakshana, by the salman adhikaranyam, whichever one we're using, all of them are revealing as their padartha, the thing they're talking about, the pratyagatma. Okay.
You really forget, in a compound, each word is not declined?
None of the words are declined except the last one.
It's atma nama, not atma nama.
Atma nam.
Atma,
that's in the plural. Genitive plural from Atman.
Right, but Atma is Atman, okay.
That one's declined, but Padartha isn't. In a compound, the difference between, in a compound in Sanskrit, Atmanam is the genitive plural from
Atman.
Oh,
it's Atmanam, it's not Atmanam, okay.
Yeah, that's not Nama, yeah. So when you have, in a compound, you can stick a bunch of words together. You drop off the end, according to certain rules, you drop off the endings of every word except the last one. And so that, a compound becomes a word that has many words, many members. You know, so, like we have compounds in English, we don't even think about it, like breakfast, break, fast. We have different words like that, that are compounded. In German, they have a lot of compounds also. But in Sanskrit, it's really a science. How to put all of these words together to make them one single word as in a grammatical sentence. So a Sanskrit sentence can be made up of many, many sentences and many, many phrases, each phrase, for instance, being functionally one word in the sentence, which is a reason that it's kind of hard to translate sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, because you have word, you have sentences within sentences that are just functioning as one word in a grammatical construct. Okay. So anyway, that's good. We made a little headway here.
Yeah. Can I ask just a simple little question?
Maybe. We'll see.
The phrase, that thou art thou.
That thou art, okay, thou art that, yeah.
Can it be reversed?
Yes. Tat, it is reversed, actually. Tat, twam, asi.
Uh-huh.
That thou art.
Uh-huh.
You could say thou art that. It doesn't matter, because it's an identity.
Yeah. So, you can switch back and forth easily without error.
Totally.
Okay.
But does always have to be unfolded, because it's the implied meaning. Right?
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Is there a prayer? Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamadashate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Gurupyo Namaha Hari Om.